Welcome, great patriotic friends, to August 5th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and on this show, I'll point out the greatness of America, and because I love my country, the injustices of our government. I do this podcast from America's finest city, San Diego, California. If you have any real estate questions on refinancing or investments, call my wife, Teresa, at 619-507-4906. That's 619-507-4906, or check out our website at TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. But let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand up. Let's face the flags if we have one and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very nice. Just be glad I didn't sing the Star Spangled Banner. Trust me, you don't want to hear my singing. I'm worse than Mr. T trying to do a rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, if you've ever heard that. So now, on to today's program. Reagan dismantles PATCO. Civil War news with the Battle of Mobile Bay. The first traffic light is installed. Stargill knocks a ball out of the park. A-Rod is suspended for 211 games. We'll wish a happy birthday to Brady Bunch Maureen McCormick. As well as Patrick Ewing, yeah. You know, Olympic winner, played for the Knicks. That guy. And a happy birthday to Christine Chapel, although she won't be born until our year 2184 AD. Alright, so now let's get started. 1981, the dismantling of PATCO begins. The Professional Air Traffic Controllers Organization, known as PATCO, founded in 1968, was declared a trade union by the U.S. Civil Service Commission. On August 3rd, 1981, nearly 13,000 air traffic controllers went on strike after negotiations with the federal government didn't work. They wanted their pay raised, even though they were making middle-class level pay without needing to go to college, and shortened their work week down to 32 hours. Surely, President Ronald Reagan, whom the union backed during his campaign election, could be bought, right? Not the Gipper. The strike was illegal, according to the Labor Management Relations Act of 1947. Reagan told them to get back to work, and when they didn't, Reagan fired 11,359 air traffic controllers. Robert Pohl, president of PATCO, was found in contempt by a federal judge and ordered to pay $1,000 a day in fines. Reagan also put a lifetime ban on the rehiring of the controllers by the FAA. It took about 10 years to fill all those jobs back again. My friends, forcefully cutting government fat, standing up to union mobs, and not selling out to campaign contributors. Ronald Reagan, like a boss! 1864, Battle of Mobile Bay. You know, when I was 13 years old, I bought a record by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. It's called Damn the Torpedoes. Still one of my all-time favorites. But getting back to the battle. On the Navy side, it was Rear Admiral David G. Farragut v. Confederate Admiral Franklin Buchanan. The result was a Union victory. In fact, such a big victory for the North that it probably got Abraham Lincoln reelected for president. And I'll get to that in a minute. After the fall of New Orleans, Mobile Bay was one of the few Confederate ports available in the Gulf of Mexico, and Union General Ulysses Grant wanted it. David Farragut, who had joined the Union Navy when he was 9 years old, was ready for action. I spoke a little bit about Farragut the other day when I was discussing Farragut's half-brother, David Dixon Porter. Remember that? Now, Farragut, with four ironclads, 12 wooden boats, and a couple gunboats, faced the Tennessee, the mightiest ironclad in the sea, along with a few warships, plus batteries at Forts Morgan and Gaines. The gunfire was brutal, but Farragut's fleet ran up the ships past Morgan with the ironclads protecting the wooden gunships. And then came an entire Confederate minefield of torpedoes. One of the ironclads, the Tecumseh, sank almost immediately. Torpedoes? Damn the torpedoes, Farragut would say, according to legend. Full speed ahead! Franklin Buchanan, the only admiral in the Confederate Navy, led the Hulkster Tennessee to intercept, and though the Confederate Navy had lost most of its ships to Farragut, the Tennessee held in there, going up against the entire Yankee fleet. But in the end, the Tennessee would succumb to Union gunfire and surrender, along with the forts in the bay. And with that, along with the Union victory in Atlanta, helped to get Abraham Lincoln reelected as president. 1914. The first electric traffic signal is installed. It was on the corner of East 105th Street and Euclid in Cleveland, Ohio. Incidentally, the first gas-ran light was in London, England in 1868. However, it exploded and killed or injured the policeman controlling it. Lester Wire, an American law enforcement officer, is credited for making the first electric light. It went from red to green, and instead of yellow, it had an audio buzzer that would warn folks when the light would change colors. More were installed on Broadway in Los Angeles in 1920, and in Salt Lake City, the first interconnected signal was installed in 1917. As Christopher Finch wrote in Highways to Heaven, the autobiography of America, auto spelled A-U-T-O, get it? The first traffic island was put into use in San Francisco, California in 1907. Left-hand drive became standard in American cars in 1908. The first center painted divided line appeared in 1911 in Michigan. And the first no left turn sign would debut in Buffalo, New York in 1916. And those traffic lights have continued to mock me ever since.
Moving on to baseball news now, 1969. Pirate Willie Stargell knocks one out of the ballpark out of Dodger Stadium. Literally, it was epic. And 2013, Yankee Alex Rodriguez is banned for 211 games for substance abuse. Couple birthday shoutouts here. 1956, happy birthday Maureen McCormick. She played Marsha Brady on the Brady Bunch. And 1962, happy birthday New York Nick and Olympic gold winner Patrick Ewing. And one more birthday shout-out. In the year 2184, Christine Lauren Chapel from Davenport, Vermont, is born. Why am I talking about somebody that's not even going to be born for another 150 years from now? Because it's a Star Trek thing.
And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for August 5th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. For instance, I think that dismantling of PATCO by President Reagan was one of the best American stories I've heard yet. What do you think? Civil War buffs, what's your take on the Battle of Mobile Bay? Anything you care to add? Or what about the traffic light? I don't know about you, but every time I approach one, it seems to mock me and turn red. Traffic light gods, I wish no ill will towards you. Please, let us end this war now. When you turn red like that, you just make me want to gun it when it turns green. Stop it. So yeah, let me know what your take is on the traffic light. And check out some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on there. Let me know how you do on those. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. I'll talk about the bombing of Hiroshima, Game of Thrones, Lucille Ball, and Edith Roosevelt, Teddy's wife. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So until tomorrow, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you then.